Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Why I put my breakdowns out on Actors Access. So, one of the things that we can do in casting is put our breakdowns out on Actors Access. There are other sites as well. There's LA Casting, which is called Casting Networks Nationwide. There are all sorts of specialty sites that pop up regularly. The two biggies are Actors Access, which is owned by Breakdown Services, and here in LA, LA Casting, which is owned by Casting Networks. So we can choose as casting directors whether or not we want the breakdowns to go out to actors or just agents and managers. And even within that, we can specify certain agents and managers to whom we want to release the breakdown. So we can get really close in on our web of trust if we prefer to do that. I put every breakdown out on Actors Access for two really good reasons. Reason number one is because of something really shitty that happened back when we were still doing hard copy headshot and resume submissions. This was back before Actors Access actually allowed for you to submit your picture, demo reel, and resume, and even notes through their electronic interface. You could see the breakdown, but then you would get a physical mailing address to which you would mail your headshot and resume. And so I had put out a breakdown months before, only through to Breakdown Express, which is Breakdown Services agent and manager only interface. And the breakdown was for a low budget indie film, but we did have a little bit of money. And so for the leads, we were looking for name actors. I'm using air quotes that you can't see, but name actors, namey-ish actors for the budget that we were working on. And certainly we didn't need the breakdown to go out to the general public on these couple roles. This was 6 months later. My husband goes to the post office and picks up tubs and tubs and tubs of mail, has to stand in line with these little cards that have come into our P.O. box because there have been so many tubs of mail that have arrived all at once. He goes to bring them in. We sit in the floor and open up envelope after envelope after envelope. And one of the actors had actually included a printout of the breakdown that she saw that allowed her to have my information and mail her headshot and resume to me on this film that at this point was in post-production. So they had already wrapped principal photography. They were doing ADR and final tweaks on the picture before premiering it out and taking it to festivals. So there was no chance that anyone was going to get cast in this because the casting process was long since over. And what had happened was one of those skeevy-ass websites that charges actors up to $75 a month to be able to see real Hollywood breakdowns. And again, I'm doing the air quotes so that you can understand, if you can't hear it in the sarcasm of my voice, how much this pains me. Actors had spent money to get access to a breakdown that was completely of no value, because the film had already wrapped as far as casting is concerned. And what had happened in this breakdown was they had altered the shoot dates and they had added some information that made it seem like actors all over the world would have a shot, which means included in this packet, these bundles of mail, were packets from Australia and from Italy and from all over the world, with people saying, I want to be an actor, please give me a shot, I want to be in this film, this could be my big break. Desperate actors who had no idea that they were submitting on something they could never be a part of. And that day I decided every single breakdown I put out for the rest of my life in casting is going to go out in a place where actors can see the information for free. Because the only way to make sure that the breakdowns don't get stolen by skeevy scam artists running websites and charging way too much money for actors to see shit that they're never meant to see is to completely devalue the breakdown by making it out there free and accessible for all actors by me. That way, no one can change the data. No one can edit my breakdown. No one can put it out 6 months after it does anybody any good. And actors may still be unwise enough to spend money on memberships at these skeevy-ass websites, but one thing's for sure, they are never going to see one of my breakdowns there. They're never going to see one of my breakdowns there. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is a much more positive reason that doesn't get me quite as fired up, but it does turn me on in some really creative ways. I was working on this low-budget indie film where we definitely had name actors involved. We already had several name actors with offers out and some really good conversations and meetings going on. So it was looking really good for us to get this low budget indie film put together with some pretty heavy hitters. And I decided to put out the breakdown on Actors Access using that line at the end of the character description sort of as bait. I decided to go fishing, and I put certain names in that list. You know how it says it'll do the character description. It gives you the age, ethnicity, gender, any physical traits, character description, a lot of adjectives that'll be in there, the character breakdown. And then after that, they'll sometimes say, think, and then they'll list three or four or five or six different actors that embody the essence or the physical qualities that we're looking for this particular role. So I had done this and actually listed actors that I knew were repped by agents that were going to open my breakdown because I have relationships with them within my web of trust. And I knew that they were going to see their clients' names listed right there in the breakdown. And I was hoping what would happen would happen. Sure enough, they start seeing these names in the breakdown and they start seeing the names that I'm positioning their actors' names against and going, oh, wait a minute. My client needs that job. That doesn't need to be somebody else's job. That needs to be my client's job. And I start getting phone calls and getting pitches from these talent agents on this tiny budget, sweet little film where normally you wouldn't receive calls from the big agencies. But because they got word that their clients' names were in the breakdown, they started calling. So here's what was going on. It wasn't that at this time in my career, I had relationships at any of the big agencies, especially for such a low budget indie. It wasn't typical that they were going to bother opening this breakdown because they know they're not going to make a ton of money on commission on something that's shooting under one of the SAG low budget contracts. And so they just really don't make it a habit to open these when they could be opening the breakdowns for pilots and for major studio feature films and franchise blockbusters that are going to make them so much more money. And I completely get it. But what happens is by putting it out on Actors Access, this breakdown gets out in front of actors who also work as personal trainers to these stars, who work as massage therapists to these stars, who are friends and colleagues with some of these stars or with some of these agents. And word starts getting out that I have placed these names in the breakdowns as prototypes for these roles. And in the case of the actor we actually cast in one of the roles, it was in fact his personal trainer, who's also an actor, who saw the breakdown in Actors Access and mentioned that day during the workout, hey man, your name was in the breakdown today. What? Yeah, your name was in the breakdown today. This chick, Bonnie Gillespie, is casting this film and she used your name as the prototype for one of the characters. And so he asks his personal trainer slash actor friend to get him some more information about this. And so he gets the information over to the actor, who then forwards it to his big fancy agent at one of the bigs and says, get me an offer on this. This looks amazing. Because one of the other things that I always do is put the entire script out online, available for actors before I put out the breakdown. And that's because I know, especially on low budget indies, you're looking to commit a lot of time and energy on something that's probably not going to pay a lot. And it may take you out of town and take you away from some higher paying opportunities, especially here in LA. And so I want to make sure before you even submit on the breakdown, you've had a chance to read the sides or the entire screenplay to be sure that it feels like a good fit for you, that it's written of the quality that you would expect or that you would commit to, that this character actually does have an arc that you're excited by. These are all things that are incredibly important to me before I even put a breakdown out. So sure enough, the actor read the script or enough of it to know that this was something he wanted to be a part of. He knew that we had already put his name out as a prototype, so it should be fairly easy to make this happen. And then when my phone rang with that agent calling and pitching me this actor, saying, I know you said you want a so-and-so type. What do you think about making an offer to us on so-and-so? And of course, I did what you always do when you're talking with a talent agent. And I said, what a wonderful idea you just had. Thank you so much for this suggestion. I think this is a fantastic idea. I think we would love to have your client in this. Let me go back to producers and see what we can do in terms of money. What's your client's quote? client's quote, this is how much he earns for doing movies. And of course, the agent came back with something that was way out of bounds for what we could do on a low budget indie. And I said, just so you know, our entire budget is only this. So we're probably not going to be able to get anywhere in that neighborhood. And he said, you know what, do the best you can do and come back to me and let me know. So of course, the story ends beautifully that we not only got this actor, but five other phenomenal award-winning actors in this beautiful ensemble feature film that I am so proud to have cast. And if I had not put out this breakdown on Actors Access in front of hundreds of thousands of actors worldwide, I don't know that the story would have gone this way. So those are my two big reasons for why every breakdown on every film, every low-budget project, every web series, every pilot, every commercial that I cast is always going to go out in front of the actors on Actors Access because it just makes sense for my business model.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.